This goes to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N. Fax 989-828-6835 regarding Vera Vanderhart, V-A-N-D-E-R-H-A-R-T, date of birth 2/3/1942. Dear Dr. Reichman, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Vanderhart with bilaterally small kidneys, hypertension, and COPD. Her last visit was December 5th of last year. She's lost 14 pounds over the last 6 months, and her kidney function has improved. She's actually got a creatinine of 0.8 on June 1st with estimated GFR greater than 60 at this time. She's feeling well. She was started on Sotalol, S-O-T-A-L-O-L, initially 80 milligram twice a day, and that made her extremely tired and more short of breath. So that has been decreased to 40 milligram twice a day by her local cardiologist, Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-I-E-K, and she's feeling 100% better. She does have a permanent pacemaker, which is set at around 60, and so she will not experience excessive bradycardia with the addition of Sotalol on top of her Bisoprolol, 10 milligram daily. She does feel better than she had at this lower dose of Sotalol. And also her Advair was switched to Symbicort, and her breathing is remarkably better with the Symbicort. And she's lost 14 pounds over the last 6 months. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has dyspnea on exertion without the need of oxygen. No orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix, 40 milligram daily. Losartan is 25 milligram daily. Bisoprolol is 10 milligram daily. The Symbicort 164.5 is new. Sotalol 40 milligram twice a day is new and is working well. Eliquis had to be decreased from 5 milligram twice a day due to severe nosebleeds. Now she's at 2.5 milligram twice a day. And she also has Duoneb to use per nebulizer if she develops cough, wheezing, shortness of breath, or difficulty breathing. She's not needed that, though. Physical exam, her weight is 216 pounds. Blood pressure, left forearm, is 132 over 80. Pulse is 60. Oxygen saturation is 93% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no JVD. Lungs are somewhat diminished in bases with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. The rate is 60. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no ascites, and no edema of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 1st of 2023. As previously stated, creatinine is 0.8, estimated GFR now greater than 60. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 3.9, albumin 3.5, calcium is 9.1, hemoglobin is 15.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, bilaterally small kidneys with improved renal function, 2, hypertension, currently at goal, 3, COPD. And 4, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, improved with the addition of Sotalol. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.